Andy, welcome to the show, my man.
Jason, what's happening? How are you?
I'm good. For the Blues, some would say a slow start, winning half of their games, 9 out of 18. Their goal differential, definitely not what Ken Hitchcock would like, but that's a little misleading because they've just been blown out a few games. What do you make of the Blues this season? Is it safe to say they just have yet to find their groove?
I think that's a part of it. I mean, that's a different team, Jason. You lost, some real leaders, on this hockey club the last several years who were a big part of the team. They were a big part of the team on the ice, off the ice, in the dressing room. This team has a new captain right now in Alex Pietrangelo. It's a big adjustment without guys like David Backes and Troy Brouwer, Steve Ott, who people don't talk about in terms of, him moving on to Detroit, what he meant to this hockey team and how when things weren't going their way, how he had the ability to kind of help get things back on track, especially in the dressing room. He's that type of leader. Brian Elliott was, a big part in goal. He obviously has moved on to Calgary, so now it's Jake Allen's show, even though he's been a big part of things the last couple of years. So, you brought in a couple of new bodies. I mean, it's just been an adjustment. I think people are used to the Blues just steamrolling through teams and through the regular season like they had the last couple of years. It's not always going to be like that. So they faced some adversity here early on. Like you said, they're finding ways to win their home games. And a big one last night against the San Jose Sharks, I mean, that was a true, Western Conference battle that we're accustomed to seeing by two teams that we're used to seeing being, atop the Western Conference, who both sides have some pretty good players on their team. So they found a way to win that game. So that was a big positive and a big confidence boost for this hockey club heading into to a big game with Nashville tomorrow night.
Nail Yakupov, Oilers fans are curious about. Not when he's in the lineup, doesn't get to play a whole bunch and hasn't been a regular in the lineup. What has he not done to get more ice time for Ken Hitchcock?
Well, it's just a matter of playing with structure, Jason. I think it's just, finding a way to fit in with this hockey club and, playing a style of hockey that, quite frankly, the head coach is asking him to play, which means the puck goes north. You play not just with structure defensively, but also offensively. He's not getting a whole lot of special teams work right now. You look at him on the right side, you have guys like Alexander Steen and Vladimir Tarasenko as your top two right wingers. A guy like Dmitry Yastin has been a big part of this hockey club here in the early going. David Perron's been a big part of things, who can play either the right or the left. So it's really finding a place within the game, within the lineup, that he could stay in and, being an impact player on a good team. Jason, I always say the hardest thing in the National Hockey League is to be a good player on a good team. I see a lot of guys who are good players on bad teams, and it's much easier to be able to do that. But to be able to consistently be a good player on a team that has expectations and, has had success in recent years and expects to be good once again this year, that can be a challenge for a lot of guys in this league. And now Yakupov, he's shown flashes. I think early on in the season we saw that. He brings an element of speed, as when given the opportunity in a scoring situation, he can score. He's got a real, real good shot, in tight. But again, there's so much more than that. And I think it's been a work in progress under Ken Hitchcock. From a teaching standpoint, off the ice, in the video room, playing with guys who understand how you have to play to have success in this league. I think it's been a good experience from that standpoint for him. But again, there's no doubt he wants to play more. And when he's in the lineup, he wants to see more ice time. But I think that may be a little bit of a struggle if the lineup stays intact the way it is right now.
Their blue line is very good. It's very deep. What's your expectations on Kevin Shattenkirk? Is he ultimately just going to test free agency?
Well, we're going to have to wait and find out. I mean, this guy has gotten off to a really good start, Jason. I mean, I don't know if it's the best hockey we've seen him play. Ken Hitchcock told me yesterday on our pregame show on Fox Sports Midwest that this is the best that he's seen him play since Hitchcock has been here. He's been a plus or even player in seven straight games. This includes an 8-4 blowout in Columbus. He's leading all defensemen. He's tied for the league lead in scoring among defensemen with Brent Burns. Leads all defensemen in power play points. you know, he's as good as you're going to find in terms of being able to quarterback a power play. And, you know, the Blues obviously have, you know, the power play has kind of been in and out. I know statistically, you know, probably looks better than it really has been. They got off to a real hot start with 3 power play goals in their first game against the Blackhawks. They had 4 in an 8-4 loss against the Columbus Blue Jackets. So, you know, right now, this early in the season, sometimes these numbers can be a little misconstrued. But, you know, Kevin Shattenkirk, for whatever reason here in St. Louis, is held, in my opinion, to a higher standard than a lot of the other top offensive defensemen in the league. You know, when you look at guys like P.K. Subban, Eric Carlson, Brent Burns, you know, some of these guys who, I mean, let's face it, they're not exactly, you know, Chris Pronger on the back end, and they're going to make mistakes. Shattenkirk doesn't play with nearly as much flash offensively as those guys maybe do, but he's just as smart, if not smarter. I mean, he's as smart as they're going to come in terms of knowing when to jump, his vision, his passing ability. You know, he doesn't have a howitzer from the back end, but you're not going to find many defensemen who are better at being able to identify shooting lanes and sticks and getting pucks through on net. He's got a real knack of being able to do that. And he's gotten off to a good start. So, you know, is he going to test free agency? I don't know how it's going to play out between he and the St. Louis Blues. It'll be interesting to pay attention to it. But I don't think St. Louis is in a quick hurry to get rid of him anytime soon, considering how important he is to this hockey club.
Andy Strickland, well, it's obviously super important. You wonder about Kappa, because obviously Parayko's a guy that's going to need a new contract in a few years. I just look at St. Louis's cap, and do you think they have room to fit him in? And does he want to stay? Because there's lots of rumblings that, you know, he might want to test for agency. You're very close to him. What do you think he wants to do?
Well, I mean, listen, there's no doubt that he's going to want to cash in. So he's going to want to take advantage of the situation just like any other, you know, player would want to at this stage of their career, you know, in free agency. You know, the Blues at one point, actually, after all these trade rumors and whatnot, you know, asked him what it would take to remain at St. Louis Blues. So they've had some limited conversation from that standpoint. I don't want to create any type of false hope for Blues fans. But you're right, from a cap situation, you know, it's difficult to keep everybody. You know, Doug Armstrong's been, you know, out front and open about that. That's the difficulty you deal with when you're dealing under, you know, the guidelines of a salary cap. But we all know that things can be done in an effort to keep them if they want to go down that direction in terms of moving other contracts out. You know, who knows what's going to happen with the expansion draft, you know, and who the Blues leave unprotected and who's exposed and who may end up, you know, playing in Las Vegas next season. But there are ways to be creative if you really need it to be, to try to find a way to get it done. Again, is that, you know, a realistic possibility at this stage? I'm not exactly sure. But at the end of the day, you know, the Blues obviously have expectations to make the playoffs and still make some noise once you get there. And they don't have, you know, anybody, to be honest with you, who's going to be able to replace a Kevin Shattenkirk in their organization. These guys are very difficult to replace. They don't just grow on trees. You can draft as many guys as you think that can possibly do it, but at the end of the day, he's one of the best in the world at what he does. So, again, you know, I'm always of the belief that, you know, you do your best to keep your best players. I mean, when you have great players, you try to find ways to keep them as opposed to get rid of them. Then again, I'm not a general manager, and I realize how difficult that might be considering the salary cap deadline, our guidelines that we were talking about.
Andy Strickland joins us from TrueHockey.com. St. Louis Blues currently sitting at 9-6-3. They had some injuries early on, and a lot of guys, when you get injured early in the season, Andy, just because a guy comes back and playing games, they're not right up to shape. Usually, you know, the guys are kind of playing catch up, and it takes a while to get going. How's Swartz look?
Well, he's looked really good the last couple of games. I mean, we're starting to see, you know, Jaden Schwartz looked pretty healthy, to be honest with you. And it takes time. You know, he shattered that ankle, Jason, last year early in the season. He missed about 50 games. And he wasn't himself when he came back at the end of last year. I think he played 33 games last year, had something like 8 goals. But, you know when Jaden Schwartz is at, you know, on the top of his game and he's healthy, when you see that quick change of direction, his quick stops and starts, his ability to lift sticks, you know, for a small player, he can protect the puck as well as anybody. And he does that with that misdirection and his ability to quickly, you know, on a dime, stop and start and change directions. We're starting to see some of that from him the last couple of games. He's got a real knack for scoring. You know, obviously we're starting to see that as well. He scored 2 goals last night. Usually the puck tends to find him. You know, he can fit in and play with, you know, really skilled offensive players. And, you know, the Blues have some of those guys, obviously, on the lineup. Right now he's been playing a lot with, you know, Paul Stastny in the middle. He actually started a lot during the beginning of the season, Jason, playing center, you know. And then earlier in training camp, you know, he missed some time here the first week of the season or so. Just getting his elbow tangled up with Alexander Steen, with Alexander Steen's jersey in training camp. I mean, he got his elbow caught in his jersey during a drill, and he hyperextended his elbow. I mean, we're talking about freak injuries. You know, last year when he got hurt with the ankle, he just basically blew a tire in the first 45 seconds of practice in a warm-up drill. You know, you're just warming up the goaltender, and he just fell and went right into the goalpost and shattered his ankle. So he's had some bad luck from that standpoint. But, again, it's not by accident when this guy produces offense. You know, I've seen him do it, you know, prior to him turning pro, back when he was playing in the USHL. He's a dominating offensive player. He's so smart. You know, obviously he can get it done on special teams as well. But this guy can be a real dangerous player when he's healthy, and we're starting to see him get back to that mode.
How's the goaltending situation in St. Louis?
That's a great question. You know, Jake Allen obviously has been great at home. He hasn't been great on the road. It's really that simple. You know, you look at the save percentage on the road compared to what he's done at the Scott Trade Center, it's completely different. I think the save percentage on the road is somewhere just under 85%, and we all know that's not going to get it done. But he hasn't allowed more than 2 goals against in a home game thus far this season, and he's played the majority of the games. I think Carter Hutton's played a couple of games. Hutton's been good. He had a big victory early in the year against the New York Rangers where the Blues didn't have a single shot on goal in the third period. I think they got outshot something like 18-0 in the third period. He was incredible. I don't want to overstate it, but it was one of the best performances I've ever seen by a goaltender in a single period. He made some incredible saves. And he's played some other good games as well for this hockey team. So, again, he's going to play more than he's accustomed to playing, you know, based on what he saw during his time with Nashville, where he hardly ever played. I mean, Pekka-Rinne played every game. So they'll utilize him more than that. But there's no question this is Jake Allen's opportunity to be the guy, an undisputed number one goaltender. And, you know, for the most part, he's been rock solid. You know, he was good on the road early on as well, but it's been the last couple of games. I mean, the Blues have had some blowout losses. You mentioned Columbus. They also gave up 5 goals against to the New York Rangers at MSG. They gave up 5 or 6 goals against in Dallas as well. So, you know, listen, it's a different type of team this year for St. Louis. You look at the teams that have given the Blues trouble here in the early going. It's the Rangers. It's the Nashville Predators, the Dallas Stars. You know, teams that are built with speed tend to be the teams that give the Blues a little bit of trouble. And the heavier teams, the bigger teams who are still competitive, like the LA Kings, you know, the Chicago Blackhawks are kind of a tweener between having some size and also having some speed. You know, the Blues have been able to have success against them. They beat them on the road. They lost in overtime. Basically, when Chicago was on the power play to begin a 3-on-3 overtime, just when Petrangelo was coming out of the box, so they really never really got into a full 3-on-3 overtime. But, you know, they beat the Kings. They beat the Sharks last night. You know, I mentioned Chicago. Those are teams that they're having success against, which tells me they can play against size. I think that was a big concern or a big question mark heading into this season. Now they got to make some adjustments to be able to negate some of these teams that bring a high level of speed. And we all know Ken Hitchcock is among the best in the National Hockey League from a head coaching standpoint at making adjustments. So I'm real eager to see how this team adjusts to playing a speed game or at least playing against a team that's built with speed. And we're going to find that out tomorrow night.
Andy, as always, I appreciate your time, man. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next time soon. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay, anytime, Jason. You take care as well, man. Thanks.
You bet.